Will, what's your reaction to today's announcement of the change in the league for next season?
Yeah, it's pretty much expected, I think. Obviously, it's not worked out this year the way it's been structured, and we're losing a couple of teams to the Elite League, so something had to be done, and hopefully they'll find a couple more teams or three more teams and, you know, take the numbers back up.
Yeah, I thought originally when Milton Keynes announced they're going to the Elite League next season, they said they would find another team to replace them.
I can't remember, to be honest, but it's one of those things. Just leave it to the powers that be, and we'll be here ready for the start of the season, and, you know, whatever the format of the league is, we'll play to those rules.
And the drop down in imports down to three, how do you see that impacting?
I thought it was probably a mistake going to five this year, so I think four was a perfectly fine number, and it's tough because, you know, we're here this year with five imports, all five imports playing well, all five imports are great guys, so we're going to lose two of those guys, so it's hard to be happy about it in that sense, but for the development of British players, I think it can only be looked at as a good thing.
Talk about the development of British players. Do you see the new league structure helping to do that?
It's early doors, really. It's the only thing that we really know is the import level, the goalie change in a few years down the line, and that currently there's seven teams. So the fact there's more spots available can only lead to, you know, more jobs for British guys, but time will tell.
Do you think there's going to be a big gap now, even bigger gap, between the Elite League and what will be the Premier League next season?
Probably. Not so much. I think there's a big gap already. The fact that I don't know what their import levels are now, but you see the calibre of players that teams are signing in that league, and, you know, it's certainly a massive step up. But if you've got guys that are young enough and good enough, then I think whatever the league will be called, the Premier League, the EPL, whatever you want to call it, I think will serve as a good stepping stone.
Turning to this weekend, any concern? I think the last seven games, you've only picked up two wins out of that. Any concern that, you know, going to a bit of a slump compared to the rest of the season ahead of that EPL Cup final?
No, not at all, really. I think we've had a tough run of fixtures. We've had a tough run of luck with injuries, and, you know, it's just as we're getting guys back into the lineup, we've struggled. But I think sometimes when you do have so many people out and those guys start coming back in, it almost creates a kind of a new start of the season in terms of you're trying to find the right line combinations, you're trying to find that chemistry, and maybe that plays a part. You've got the rust from the guys like myself and whoever coming back into the lineup. It's a battle to get back up and match the speed and the minds of guys that have been going all season. So I think, you know, the more games you get under the belt, the better, but it's certainly not a worry at this stage.
Yeah, I think the team was arguably overachieving for most of the season. Do you think the other teams have worked out how to beat you?
No, we've not changed anything massively in the 3.5 years Slava's been the coach. So if that is the case and teams have figured out a way to beat us, then those coaches, their owners should be looking at them and asking why it took 3.5 years. I think it's we've not been at the races. You know, so the Bracknell game was unacceptable. I think a performance on Sunday night again at home for the second week in a row was unacceptable, but Basingstoke are a good team, and, you know, maybe if we played a different team it'd be a different outcome, but sometimes results paper over the cracks, and it's not happened this week. But if our performance was like that and we won it, you know, it's no different really to us in the long run, other than the points on the board.
Would you prefer to have had a home game this weekend just to iron out a few things ahead of the cup final?
I don't think it makes a huge deal of difference. It's, you know, we've got to go and play in Hull this weekend. It's a big ice, and, you know, so is MK. So you can say it's a perfect warm-up game, or, you know, that's probably the wrong word because it's a massive game for league points, but, you know, in terms of the cup final, it's certainly a good game to have and to get under our belts.
Is the team determined to try and get that third place in the league to make sure you're in perhaps a better position in the playoff groups?
We just want to win games. It's not necessarily whether we finish third or fourth. We'll try and win as many between now and the end of the year and see where that takes us. I think either third or fourth, you know, my personal opinion, I don't think there's a big difference in the games you play. I think if you finish fourth, I don't want to say it on record, but I think it's the eighth place team that you're having in the group, and that's two games there. In theory, they should be easier games, but we know that it's, you know, whether you finish, we proved it when we won the playoffs. We're a fourth place team. We had to go into Coventry and play the first seed that got two trophies already, and we had no chance in everyone's opinion. So we don't care where we finish in terms of who we play. We just want to keep the winning going and go into the extra season, the playoffs, in the best position we can.
And can you win on Saturday against Hull? You've lost twice there in the league so far.
Yeah, I think we're a different team to who we were at that point. And I also think that Hull, their form's not where it was when they beat us at that stage of the season. So we certainly are going in there full of confidence and hoping to get those 2 points.